And greetings once again. Welcome, bienvenidos. Hola, aloha, wenihau, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadikarap, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan. Peace, how? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison, Kilitary Industrial Corporation in the one-party, post-constitutional, bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and I am your humble, lamestream, meaty, animal liberation infiltrator, the latest know-it-all radio talk show host, huh? I do. I know it all. I know it all gets solved when you go vegan. Until then, climate change, global warming, deforestation, water shortages and pollution and energy crises and disease and famine and war will continue. Or is that the those are the campaign slogans of John McCain, huh? Or John W. McCain. Anyway, all of those brought to you, you know, by your by the meatheads in control. What can I say? You are what you eat, and so are your political leaders. And a big Heil Torture Chief, George W. Bush, finally admitting this past week that he himself approved of the illegal and constitutional torturous behavior of your gov-enronment. Heil Torture Chief. Isn't that the song that plays, you know, Heil Torture Chief whenever President arrives, huh? Well, there it is. He is what he eats. Torture is always on the menu when you eat meat anyway, huh? Intense confinement and bloody mutilation and brutal beatings and Guantanamo, or what you had for breakfast. Waterboarding and castration and decapitation. Abu Ghraib. Or what you had for dinner, huh? You know, to get those downer cows to move to slaughter, you know, water is used on them to simulate drowning. So literally, cows are being waterboarded, and we are what we eat. And Bush this past week admits that he is the criminal we knew him to be. So what are we to do about our hypocritical, duly elected president? Al Gore, huh? Well, with Earth Day upon us, Al Gore is hailed as a hero, hailed to the hero. But I don't know. I just wonder if Al could just get past the zero of, well, you know, he's the big opponent of global warming, and you know, Earth Day is here, and he gets the Nobel Peace Prize, but I consider it the no-tell please prize. And Nietzsche, the great philosopher, was saying that the action of going vegetarian is probably greater than all the philosophical remarks that one can make. At least that's my philosophy, too. So anyway, now for Earth Day, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden challenges Al Gore to put his actions where his mouth is. I challenge you, Mr. Gore, Mr. Real President, to go vegan now, to freeze global warming. I challenge Al Gore, and I challenge you also, if you're serious about solving global warming, go vegan now. Anything else is just lip service. Actions speak louder than words. Mr. Gore, go vegan. Set the example. If you, Mr. Gore, are a foremost expert on global warming, certainly you know that meat eating and dairy cause more greenhouse gas emissions than all transportation combined. Cars, trucks, boats, planes. And that's from a United Nations report, not a vegan organization. And if you don't know this, Mr. Gore, then maybe you're not the foremost expert on global warming that we think you are. If you are aware of this report, Mr. Gore, why are you not vegan yet? Sorry, Mr. Gore, it's not enough for you to recycle the wrapper from your Oscar Mayer wiener package. I challenge you for this Earth Day, Mr. Gore, go vegan. Certainly, you're aware of the University of Chicago report that shows that you decrease carbon emissions more by going vegan than by driving a Prius. And especially at this speed your son has been known to drive a Prius, Mr. Gore. Certainly you know of methane, Mr. Gore, and nitrous oxide, and, Mr. Gore, and anybody else who's interested in saving planet Earth can go to earthsave.org for Noah Moore's report, A New Global Warming Strategy, How Environmentalists Are Overlooking Vegetarianism, meaning veganism, as the most effective tool against climate change in our lifetime. And in it, Mr. Moore says, by far the most important non-CO2 greenhouse gas is methane, and the number one source of methane worldwide is animal agriculture. Methane is responsible for nearly as much global warming as all other non-CO2 greenhouse gases put together. Methane is 21 times more powerful a greenhouse gas than CO2. While atmospheric concentrations of CO2 have risen by about 31% since pre-industrial times, methane concentrations have more than doubled, whereas human sources of CO2 amount to just 3% of natural emissions. Human sources produce 1.5 times as much methane as all natural sources. In fact, the effect of our methane emissions may be compounded as methane-induced warming in turn stimulates microbial decay of organic matter in wetlands, the primary natural source of methane. With methane emissions causing nearly half of the planet's human-induced warming, methane reduction must be a priority. Did you hear that? With methane emissions causing nearly half of the planet's human-induced warming, methane reduction must be a priority. Methane is produced by a number of sources, including coal mining and landfills, but the number one source worldwide is animal agriculture. Animal agriculture produces more than 100 million tons of methane a year, and this source is on the rise. Global meat consumption has increased fivefold in the past 50 years and shows little sign of abating. About 85% of this methane is produced in the digestive processes of livestock, and while a single cow releases a relatively small amount of methane, the collective effects on the environment of the hundreds of millions of livestock animals worldwide is enormous. An additional 15% of animal agriculture methane emissions are released from the massive lagoons used to store untreated farm animal waste, and already a target of environmentalists for their role as the number one source of water pollution in the U.S. Oh, it's torture to a true environmentalist to hear such nonsense as we can save the environment by changing the light bulb we'll trade charbroiling carbon credits with someone who steams vegetables or Bush came out this week. What were his plans? He said he wants to decrease greenhouse gases. So no more broccoli and lentils before Dick Cheney goes gardening. I don't know what Bush is talking about. Who can possibly understand him? But we want to understand the environment. We want to understand what we can do with Earth Day upon us to save the environment, and that is to go vegan. Go to vegforlife.org or biteglobalwarming.com. Meat, a destructive force on the environment, huh? Well, how about the main contributor to desertification in the western United States is livestock grazing, transforming fertile land into desert-like environments. Huh? 300 million acres, more than 50% of forests and rainforests worldwide, including 300 million acres on American soil, have already been cleared for livestock grazing or animal feed crops. American factory farms produce an estimated almost 800,000 tons of manure per day. Manure from these operations contain multiple pollutants such as heavy metals, antibiotics, pathogens, and nitrogen and phosphorus. Through manure lagoon leaks or spills and runoff from saturated fields, these contaminants enter into the environment and threaten water quality across the country, often finding its way into the groundwater supply. Manure contamination can lead to dangerous levels of nitrate in our sources of drinking water, among other serious health complications. High nitrate levels can greatly harm infants by reducing the amount of oxygen carried by their blood, and it's killing aquatic life. There's a 7,000 square mile dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico from agricultural runoff. It's just a mess. Our planet is a mess because of the most destructive environmental forces meat and dairy. So be a true environmentalist for Earth Day. Please go vegan. We will be discussing protections of the Pacific waters off of California coming up NRDC's Kate Wing on today's program. Also, we'll talk to Jim Donovan of Nutru. You know, the fish oil craze is also depleting the ocean, so we have the solution for that. And World Week for Animals in Laboratories is upon us. Torture on the plate, torture making billions and billions of dollars. We'll discuss that today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support the show with a tax-deductible donation at GoVeganRadio.com.
Meat hurts animals. That's why I don't eat meat.
Nature's weak, telling you something's wrong. It's nature's weak, telling you when a song.
It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came veginaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Farm Sanctuary celebrates the release of the new book from its co-founder and president, Gene Bauer. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Simon & Schuster. Alicia Silverstone says, quote, "Some of the stories Gene Bauer tells will break your heart and others will speak to your deepest convictions. It's a book about appalling cruelty and heroic kindness, and it paves the way to a better world." Dr. Jane Goodall said, "Filled with hope, this book is written for all who strive for a more compassionate world. I highly recommend it." Join Gene Bauer on his book signing tour March 24th in San Francisco at Book Passage at the San Francisco Ferry Building Store, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also in New York City on April 11th at the Jivamukti Yoga Center, 841 Broadway, that's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And April 19th at Books and Books in Coral Gables, Florida, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Visit farmsanctuary.org for other cities and dates. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Gene Bauer.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original, great-tasting, organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from Farm Fresh to You, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V-Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364.
Bob Linden.
And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden coming up on Earth Day and, environmentally responsible restaurant in San Jose is Vegetarian House. And stop in for their new grab and go menu, and everything there is recycled, biodegradable. But Vegetarian House in San Jose will, if you come in with your own container 10 times, then you get a free menu item on the 11th visit. So if you bring in your own box and take out your food there from them, you are rewarded on your 11th visit with a menu item at Vegetarian House in San Jose. Okay, well, California is in the process of creating marine protected areas on its coast. And today I would like to talk to Kate Wing. She's with the San Francisco Office of the Natural Resources Defense Council, and we will find out about how we might protect our coast. Welcome, Kate. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you here. So what is going on in our course for marine protection?
Well, we're at a really exciting step for the state of California. Way back in 1999, the state of California, the legislature, had a very visionary idea. They said it's time to create parks and wilderness areas in the ocean, just like we have on land. You know, we have Yosemite, we have Yellowstone, you know, we have these amazing treasures all across the U.S. on land that are protected, but we don't have those kinds of places in the ocean. And so it's time to set aside those places, not only to protect these incredible habitats, but also for the long-term investment in the health of our oceans, you know, because sort of like a bank account, you know, the idea is you protect the principal, and then there's a certain amount of interest that, you know, you have from year to year that you can live on. And in the oceans, in some cases, we fish them down so deeply that there are very few fish left to recover those populations. So part of the idea of setting aside some protected areas in the oceans is also to say, you know, here's a place we're not going to touch. We're not going to disturb it. We're going to let it be in peace. We're going to let it restore itself. We're going to let it stay healthy. And these areas will help restore the oceans coastwide and hopefully oceanwide.
So what areas along California are being considered for this?
Well, right now the state is looking at what it's calling the North Central Coast, and that's an area from Point Arena down to Half Moon Bay. California has such a long coastline, you know, over 1,000 miles, that trying to do the entire state at once was seen as maybe just a little too much to bite off at once. So they have broken the state into essentially five regions, and the first region was the Central Coast from Point Conception up to about Half Moon Bay. And they convened a group of local residents, conservationists, scientists, divers, kayakers, fishermen, all kinds of folks with an interest and who cared deeply about the coast. They put them together in a room. They had additional scientists and economists on hand to sort of do review and analysis. That group put together a set of proposals that eventually went to the California Fish and Game Commission. The Fish and Game Commission picked a set of proposals, and those marine protected areas, those new marine reserves and marine wilderness areas, went into place in September of last year. So the first quarter of the state, we've already done that type of protection. Those MPAs are in the water, and you can go enjoy them now between north of Point Conception. And so there's lots of there's spots along Big Sur. There's Point Lobos, which is actually one of the state's oldest marine reserves, and that's now larger and improved under this process.
What species are being protected now?
Well, these are these marine reserves, which are the most protected areas. They are no take, and so you can't take out pieces of, you know, algae. You can't take out fish. You can't take out a rock with anemones living on it or nudibranchs or all of the life in there is protected and meant to be left alone. So in the reserves, which are really sort of the most natural heritage sites that we have, those are the areas that are fully protected.
Are there any animals endangered in these areas?
There are certainly animals that are in a lot of trouble. For example, we have these species of fish along our coast called rockfish or Pacific red snapper. You may see them on menus or in stores under that name.
I hope not.
There's actually a suite of 63 different species out there that are all members of this group called rockfish. And they are slow-growing, and they're long-lived. And so that means that they may not even give birth to their young until they're 35 or 40 years old. And the fish can live to be, in some cases, over 100 years old.
Oh, well, you know, if they have such long life, why not just let them be anyway and not put them on the menu? Go vegan, I would suggest. We're talking to Kate Wing. She's with the San Francisco Office of the Natural Resources Defense Council. And is there a meeting coming up this coming week regarding these marine protected areas?
There is. So for the region we're in now, this area between sort of Santa Cruz and Point Arena, they're going to pick a final network of marine protected areas. Next week in San Rafael, there's a meeting on the 22nd, on Tuesday the 22nd, and we encourage anyone who wants to participate to come and to speak about their care for the oceans and ocean wildlife. You can also submit comments by email. There's a website the state has set up. It's dfg.ca.gov, and then a /, and then MLPA for Marine Life Protection Act. Okay. And you can submit your public comments, and they are reading them, and they are taking note of them, and they want to hear from folks all across the state of California and all across the country who care about ocean protection.
So, okay, and can people find out what these, see what the protections are, any outline
exactly.
of that?
And yes, there are maps for what's called the North Central Coast Project, and you'll see that there are basically three proposals out there with varying degrees of protection, from a smaller amount of these reserves, these fully protected areas, to about 15% of that region going into fully protected reserves. And those are the options on the table.
So there are varying degrees of what might be considered protection for those areas, then.
Yes, exactly.
Can I vote for the one with most protection?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
We certainly encourage you to do so.
Okay. And that website, again, for people to get involved is?
It is DFG, that's for Department of Fish and Game, .ca for California, .gov, and then a /, and MLPA. For Marine Life Protection Act. They can also get more information by going to caloceans.org. That's caloceans.org. That's a California Ocean website that we're part of with a number of other partners that has more information about the process and the packages and an action alert you can send in.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Kate. We have maybe 30 seconds. Did we miss anything that you wanted to get to? Or?
No, thank you so much for having this on the call. I think it's wonderful for folks to be reminded about the wildlife and the fish in the sea. You know, for someone like me who works on fish, I think they're adorable and cuddly and love to spend time with them. But I think that they sometimes fall off people's radar because you don't see them all the time if you're not out diving or swimming.
Right.
And so it's great to keep in mind all the life that lives in our oceans.
You probably have a respect for their intelligence and their lives.
Exactly. They're amazing life histories.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks so much, Kate Wing of the Natural Resources Defense Council. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I need your support. It costs close to $4,000 a week to bribe radio stations around the country to air a show that's compassionate for animals. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Donate online at goveganradio.org or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat Stinks.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. This program is archived. Podcasts are available at goveganradio.com, where you can make a tax-deductible donation. If you're listening in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale, South Florida area today, April 19th, Go see Gene Bauer. He's celebrating the release of his new book. Gene Bauer, co-founder of Farm Sanctuary. He's at Books and Books in Coral Gables from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. today, if you're listening on WINZ, today being April 19th. And last week, we talked about new technologies that revealed mad cow prions in cow milk. I did mention that I wanted to say a word on leukemia and tuberculosis, but didn't have the time. I just want you to know 89% of dairy herds in the U.S. Have cows infected with bovine leukemia, that virus. And from the Journal of Dairy Science in 1988, it says many diseases such as tuberculosis are transmissible by milk products. So just, you know, anything I can do to get you off the dairy also, to get you from calling yourself vegetarian to vegan would be good. Oh, you can also help out this show with you can buy the bumper sticker available at the website, goveganradio.com. It's Eat Republicans, Not Animals, okay? Eat Republicans, not animals. Again, this is not a political endorsement. It is merely a dietary suggestion. And I do believe that they are a good source of your omega fatty acids, your essential omega fatty acids. I'm just going crazy. I'm livid everywhere I turn, even the so-called progressive media. I turn on PBS and there's a doctor talking and he says, oh, but also make sure you get fish oil. And then I turn on my Pacifica station and there's an Aware show and she's saying, well, make sure you get your fish oil. So it seems like people are telling me to deplete the oceans and maybe even put my health at risk. I'm not interested in that. And my next guest, Jim Donovan of Nutru, I believe is concerned with depleting the oceans also, right, Jim?
You bring up a very interesting point. Everybody is touting fish oil, but what they don't realize sometimes is that fish get their omega-3 from plant sources, that is, from purely vegetarian sources or even vegan sources, and therefore there's no need to consume fish oil or fish-related products to get your omega-3s.
So you're telling me that fish are not made out of essential fatty acids themselves?
They are not producing the omega-3 fatty acids. They're getting the omega-3 fatty acids from marine algae, which is where we get our omega-3 fatty acids to put in our product, Omega-Zen.
Mm-hmm. Omega Zen, yeah. So that's so there is a solution. It would be great if we could eliminate the middle fish and not deplete the oceans. I understand krill. We're starving other species for people to take in these fish oils, which also have contaminants very often.
That's correct. And ultimately, fish oil will be so expensive anyways that you probably won't be able to find it much. It's almost similar to other resources, which we're depleting at a rapid rate. So it makes sense to get your omega-3 fatty acids from a once-a-day, simpler formulation of omega-3 rather than going to more complex formulations, especially those that aren't vegetarian or vegan, like fish oil. So if you look on our website at Nutru.com, you can find Omega-Zen. It is available in a once-a-day formulation. It's very easy to take. It's a very clean product. It's free of impurities. And because it's micro-cultivated, it doesn't have all of the contaminants that you typically find in products that come out of the ocean or other bodies of water.
And what contaminants might they be?
You can have mercury. You can have PCBs. There's a lot of course, trace contamination in public water now, all sorts of drug residues that are coming from people taking a lot of drugs and that water being released back into the ocean or lakes or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. And why are people taking essential fatty acids briefly, Jim, and why should they be taking Omega-Zen?
Well, almost every doctor you talk to now is recommending people take omega-3 fatty acids for cardiovascular support and for cognitive health. So when you take an omega-3 fatty acid, you get two benefits at one time without some of the disadvantages of some of the more conventional type products. So for cardiovascular, omega-3 is crucial, and as we age, we lose DHA in the brain, so we need omega-3 DHA. This is very important for certain cognitive functions.
Mm-hmm. And so Omega-Zen also is available through Vegan Essentials, right?
That's right. Okay. It is available through a number of online retailers throughout the United States and certain local retailers in different areas of the country.
Okay. Name a couple.
For example, Whole Foods in Southern California, My Organic Market in the Mid-Atlantic area. So these sorts of health food stores carry the product, as do a lot of these online retailers or Pangea, Cosmo Vegan, these sorts of stores.
Mm-hmm. And your website is Nutru, Nutru.com. We have maybe a minute left. What else do you have going on at Nutru?
Well, Nutru has a variety of certified vegan products that are for brain and heart health. They are synergistic, like the Vegan Brain Pack, our phosphatidylserine product, P-Tidalway, our tocotrienol product, E-Tocachi. These are all products that are formulated for brain and heart health, totally vegan, all plant-derived. And
Lycopene also you have?
We also have a lycopene product, Lycoten, which has been studied for prostate health. And we're launching new products all the time for these same areas.
Okay, so people should keep their eye on your website, Nutru.com, Nutru.com. And Jim Donovan and Nutru have been supporting Go Vegan with Bob Linden over the years as a sponsor, which I greatly appreciate, helping make the show possible. You know, we have to buy the airtime, and Jim, made the right choice and helped us along the way so that we can be on the air and bring important information like this to people. So, Jim, I want to thank you for your support over the years, you and Nutru and Omega Zen.
Well, you're most welcome, Bob, and thank you very much for the wonderful work that you do.
Thanks so much. Jim Donovan of Nutru on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And it's hard to believe that baby seals are also being sold for their essential fatty acids, as right now the massacre goes on in Canada toward killing close to 300,000 baby seals. The European Union's Environment Chief Stavros Dimas will propose to ban imports of all seal products resulting from culls where animals suffer, he told Reuters, setting up a possible trade conflict with Canada. So that could be good news that the EU will cut down on the demand of the skins. Also, it's important to continue the ban on Canadian seafood, your boycott of Canadian seafood, as all vegans do anyway. And for information, you can go to harpseals.org or seashepherd.org. And please support this radio program with a tax-deductible donation. We're a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. And go to goveganradio.com.
I saw paradise become Satan's den. I saw blessing turn to sin. I saw the blood of the innocent run. Oh, Lord, why can't this hunt be done? The mothers came to bear their young. The beauty was a song.
It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veggienaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Farm Sanctuary celebrates the release of the new book from its co-founder and president, Gene Bauer. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Simon & Schuster. Alicia Silverstone says, quote, "Some of the stories Gene Bauer tells will break your heart and others will speak to your deepest convictions. It's a book about appalling cruelty and heroic kindness, and it paves the way to a better world." Dr. Jane Goodall said, "Filled with hope, this book is written for all who strive for a more compassionate world. I highly recommend it." Join Gene Bauer on his book signing tour, March 24th in San Francisco at Book Passage at the San Francisco Ferry Building Store, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also in New York City on April 11th at the Jivamukti Yoga Center, 841 Broadway, that's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And April 19th at Books and Books in Coral Gables, Florida, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Visit farmsanctuary.org for other cities and dates. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Gene Bauer. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy, raw, dark chocolate, 29% cacao, is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from VeganEssentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at VeganEssentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. VeganEssentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at VeganEssentials.com. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V-Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. World Week for Animals and Laboratories is April 20th through the 26th. And I urge you to get involved. You know, there was a landmark agreement in February 2008. Three U.S. government agencies, the Environmental Protection Agency, the National Toxicology Program, and the National Institutes of Health, signed a five-year agreement to create innovative and animal-free methods to evaluate the safety of drug and chemicals, with the goal of phasing out animal tests entirely. Also, the NRC's groundbreaking report in July 2007, the prestigious National Research Council issued a report called Toxicology for the 21st Century, which outlines a new approach that would rely less on animal studies and focus instead upon in vitro methods. According to the report, over time, the need for traditional animal testing could be greatly reduced and possibly even eliminated someday. It probably should be eliminated, because if you, well, maybe Google Dr. Ray Greek, you'll find that, and on this show, we've talked about just how animal experimentation just does not extrapolate to human behavior. Dr. Greek was asked in the Abolitionist Online, what will we do if we don't experiment on animals? And Dr. Greek said, well, that's the most common question that I get, and that's why we wrote a book about it. There are really two answers around that question. One of the answers is that it's really not incumbent upon us to provide parallel alternatives to animal experimentation, because if animal experimentation doesn't work, if it's not functional, you need to get rid of it regardless of whether you replace it or not. The second part of the answer, however, is that there are numerous things we can do instead of doing research on animals. Mainly, that's all the things that we're doing today, including nanotechnology, personalized medicine, pharmacogenetics, epidemiology, research, clinical research. Basically, all this boils down to two things, and that is research on human beings using either the entire intact human being or tissues from the human. And what a waste of money, huh? Billions and billions of dollars every year. The Salk vaccine was developed. Salk's partner was Sabin. Sabin said that the development of their vaccine was delayed by research on animals. Anyway, go to the website idausa.org and go to World Week for Animals and Laboratories, and you can take part in IDA's call-in days coming up. World Week for Animals and Laboratories, events happening in the Pacific Northwest this Monday, April 21st, noon to 2 p.m. There'll be a protest organized by NARN, the Northwest Animal Rights Network, a protest in Everett for the SNBL primates, seeking felony animal cruelty charges against employees responsible for boiling a monkey to death in February. That's at the Everett Courthouse, 3000 Rockefeller. Again, that's this coming Monday, noon to 2 p.m. The University of Washington's animal rights group CARE, Campus Animal Rights Educators, has a protest at the UW Health Sciences Center. That's this Wednesday, April 23rd, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in front of the Magnuson Health Science Center, 1925 Northeast Pacific Street. It's also the site of the UW Infant Primate Research Facility. And coming up on Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. At the UW Primate Facility, Western Avenue facility, that is at 3010 Western, across from the Olympic Sculpture Park. And leafleting going out throughout the week at UCSF, and also taking place in Los Angeles. We have events this coming Monday, the 21st, noon to 2 p.m. At UCLA, meeting at the corner of LeConte and Westwood. And then the second protest is this Wednesday, which is the 23rd, and that's from noon to 2 p.m. at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, the corner of Beverly Boulevard and San Vicente. So get involved. You can check out, as I said, IDAUSA.org, LCAnimal.org, Stop Animal Exploitation Now. Google that, and that'll give you a lot of the background on this waste, the scientific fraud that is vivisection, and how the animals have to suffer, how they have to be tortured. Every day is Guantanamo for the animals in the laboratories. Every day is Abu Ghraib for the animals in the laboratories. Senseless, ridiculous experiments. You know, they're trying to replicate human diseases in strange ways. They induce a stroke in primates by cutting eyes out so there's no blood flow to the brain. But in humans induce strokes by eating meat and dairy. It's very, very bizarre experiments with very painful drilling into the skulls of animals and putting coils in their eyes and getting no results, no breakthroughs. Look at all the drugs. Look at all the recalls. Look at the Vioxx and the Bayqol. Weren't they all tested on animals? Huh? Now there are these endless nicotine experiments on primates. And I understand we have made the world so awful for animals and destroyed habitat that I presume they are taking up smoking now. How else could you explain why that would be going on? Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and this program is supported by your tax-deductible donations. You can do so at goveganradio.org. You can send a check. I urge you to do so. It really costs a lot of money, and don't depend on somebody else to do it. I need your support. The animals are counting upon you, the animals in the laboratories and on the factory farms. You give them a voice in lamestream media. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. If you are traveling wherever you are in the known universe and you're looking for a vegan restaurant or a health food store, it's happycow.net. Go to happycow.net and you'll come up with a location near you, okay? And some good news out of Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Department of Animal Services ordered a circus elephant keeper to pack his elephants and leave town last week for violating the Federal Animal Welfare Act. This was reported in the Daily News. The department, acting under the new rules for exotic animals, revoked a conditional permit for Will Davenport and his three Asian elephants, Boo, Jewel, and Tina. Davenport, who had contracted with Circus Vasquez for elephant performances, has had numerous violations of the Animal Welfare Act under different names of businesses to track him down. Dr. John McDougall says we need to show some understanding and compassion for former President Bill Clinton. He says, one of the savviest politicians of our generation, known for his wit, charm, and calm under extreme pressure, Bill Clinton appears out of character in his speeches and interviews televised since his bypass surgery, September 6, 2004, and his mental deterioration may be accelerating. Remember, this is the president who withstood public impeachment before the entire world for his relationship with Monica Lewinsky without once losing control. Now he's easily angered by hecklers and makes factual mistakes and slurs while aggressively defending his wife's campaign for presidency. Everyone sees his mental and emotional decline, yet to date, no medical professionals have spoken out about the case. Dr. McDougall says one of the best-kept secrets in medicine is the brain damage caused during bypass surgery. He says during 40 years of his practice, he's never heard a doctor warn a patient about unexpected complications of memory loss, anger, personality changes, etc., reported in journals since 1969. In fact, it was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine that 5 years after bypass surgery, 42% of patients showed decline in mental function. Anyway, we can get into the story more next week. We're just about out of time. I want to thank you for listening. Participate in World Week for Animals in Laboratories and save the planet. Go vegan. One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com.
Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com. The cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco-10-6. Also order from veganessentials.com. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.